Think Skype or FaceTime with protection for sensitive medical information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kim. How are you today?
That's telemedicine, where doctors see and hear their patients even though they're not in the same room or even in the same city.
Shall we begin?
Dr. Thomas Kim is an Austin internist and psychiatrist who practices exclusively using telemedicine. Video visits have been one way to help vulnerable, underserved patients like people in prison, children in mental hospitals, or patients in rural areas with few physicians. A 2012 report by Methodist Healthcare Ministries showed 149 of Texas's 254 counties are classified as very or severely underserved.
What started out of necessity has blossomed. Oftentimes, Texas has been unfairly painted as being hostile or resistant to telehealth, when in point of fact, it is one of the leaders of telehealth in the country.
Kim testified at the state capitol about a bill that will relax some regulations and make it easier and more profitable for doctors to practice telemedicine in Texas. For example, the new legislation clarifies that to establish a relationship, doctor and patient don't have to meet in person, just face-to-face.
This is an evolution, a maturation of existing guidelines, which unfortunately got kind of bogged down.
You don't have to have an in-person meeting to have a therapeutic relationship.
You do not.
Another provision of Senate Bill 1107 would require insurance companies to display on their websites their policy for covering telemedicine appointments. Kim and other doctors who practice telemedicine say they envision a time when doctors and patients would not be limited to certain locations for telehealth visits. Someday you might be able to consult with your physician on your cell phone wherever you are.
I don't think that we should overregulate telehealth lest we choke innovation off.
The Texas Medical Association supports the bill. While telemedicine is no silver bullet to resolve a lack of access to healthcare, it may be part of a long-term solution. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.